cats love running errands for you, if you ask them at bedtime.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I was 28 years young, sitting in my office, staring at the clock, unable to contain my excitement. In 4 minutes, I would leave for vacation. With Ramona about 11 months pregnant, we'd be at home where I would spend time with my two preschoolers, swimming, shopping, to the zoo, to the lake. They would watch me as I worked on my car, weeded the garden, and mowed the lawn. Ah, vacation. I envied my wife. She had it easy. She got to spend 7 days a week at home with these little darlings. Finally, it was my turn. Early the next morning, my wife sat straight up in bed. "We gotta go," she hollered. "The baby's coming." I was perfectly calm. This wasn't the first time we'd been through this ordeal. "Honey, don't worry," I said, getting dressed. "I'll be fine." Ramona laughed. "Well, your pants are on backwards," she said. We sped to my parents' house, where we dropped off Kid 1 and Kid 2, then drove like lightning to the hospital. After 7 hours of sheer terror, Jeffrey Paul was born. I asked God if there wasn't a better way of reproducing. "Certain types of worms merely separate," I said. On the way home, I thanked God for our two angels and their new baby brother and their mother, who would be able to rest a few days in the hospital while I took charge. Oh, yeah. Dozing off that night, visions of summer danced through my head. "I can't wait. I need the rest." And suddenly, there he was. "Up, Dad." "What? Where are we? Who are you? What time is it?" It was 7 a.m. I had slept 4 hours. Breakfast time. Sweet 1-year-old Rachel smiled at me as she deposited her bowl of soggy Cheerios on the floor. I smiled back. She's so cute. 3-year-old Stephen dropped his bread jam side down, picked it up, and stuck it to the stereo. "Let's go shopping," I said. We headed for the car. "Daddy," said Stephen, looking down. "Oh, you should likely wear clothes," I said. In the grocery store, the kids wanted stuff. Strapped in their car seats, they screamed. Without a good set of earplugs, a trip to the zoo would be impossible. By nightfall, I was exhausted, and the dishes in the sink looked like Mount Everest. "Tomorrow, I'll sweep the floor and clean the house," I vowed. The next day dawned early, again. Why don't kids just sleep half the morning? I used to, back in high school. Following another adventuresome breakfast, I instructed my kids to play quietly while Daddy rested on the living room floor. Dads in this position should keep their eyes open. Mine were closed. Rachel sat down right on my head, diaper first. Nightfall brought with it the promise of much-needed sleep. But it was not to be. The house was a disaster. Maybe I should just light it on fire, I thought. Rachel wouldn't go to sleep. Daddy couldn't find her pacifier, and he was being punished. I looked everywhere, and finally I found it in a heat vent. When I brought it to her, she was fast asleep. "What does Jesus look like?" asked Stephen. This wasn't the time. Couldn't he see? Daddy was tired. Questions like this were to be asked after church. I lay down beside him. "When will Mummy come home?" he asked. "Soon," I answered. "A few more days, I hope." Then I found myself pouring my heart out to a 3-year-old. I thought Mommy's job was easy. It's not. "Would you like to make beds, wash clothes, make meals, clean the house, change diapers?" He screwed up his tiny little nose. "I'm thankful for Mommy," I continued. He nodded. "Me too. She loves Jesus. Let's thank him for her." When I looked over at Stephen, he was sound asleep. On my way to bed, I looked into Rachel's room. She was standing up in her crib, smiling and looking for her soother.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.